noir.
The government is corrupt. To fix this, politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The clinical criteria that they have defined is at least two symptoms of fever, subjective or measured, chills, rigors, myalgia, headache, sore throat, new smell and taste disorders, two of those, or one of cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, or evidence of pneumonia without an alternative diagnosis and severe respiratory distress. So there's many ors, and then there's many ands. So in order to be counted as, if you meet the EpiLink definition, you have to be a close contact of someone who's a confirmed case of COVID-19 or a probable case, or you came to a location where it's endemic.
So pretty much anyone.
Yeah. Very scientific.
Very scientific. You're a COVID. You know somebody with COVID? You're totally COVID. You mean you know somebody who thinks they're COVID? You're COVID. Or are you in an area that COVID has been? You're COVID. That's the new criteria. That's the new redefining of what COVID means. It's so broad, or as Debbie Birx would say on her, you know, Debbie Birx and her little scarves would always talk with Fauci. We're very liberal in our test meeting capabilities for COVID. We just pretty much assign it to whoever wants the diagnosis now. Do you feel better? You feel like they're handling it well? Yeah. And then what is the articles today? The articles today are, it's Trump's fault that he didn't get on top of this sooner. As they keep redefining what it is. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, no responsibility there. It's all Trump's fault. Anyway, I get so tired of that byline. It's all Trump's fault. Welcome to the show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
Big thank you to Dr. Pesta for coming on. Boy, we covered abortion with him. We covered the new redefining of what COVID means and a test positive. No wonder the cases are going up. And schools. So I think what I'd like to talk about for a moment would be masks, because a lot of people are wondering, what are my rights? What are my rights? What am I going to do when I'm... So one of the listeners emailed me and said, we went on a plane. We made it through the airport. We weren't wearing a mask. We got on the plane, and the personnel on the plane were basically shaming them, telling them they had to put it on. And they said, we don't want to put it on. It reduces our oxygen. I don't want to wear that. It's unhealthy. Well, they actually stopped the plane for 30 minutes. And even the pilot said they were going to stop the plane and they weren't going to take off right away like they should have, because they had to discuss things with a couple of passengers. And everyone knew who it was. It wasn't like the plane was full, I'm going to gather. So these two had to put on a mask and they bullied them into it. Hmm. And so what are we going to do about that? How are we going to, because you're walking into stores, so you have the social component of the virtue signaling people that look at you like you're ready to kill them. And then you've got a business that says you have to do this. You've got a employer that says you have to wear this. You have an executive orders. And executive orders, I'm sorry, but executive orders are not laws. They are not laws.
Not a bit.
No. And so if a state or local ordinance crosses the line from an appropriate exercise of authority to stop the spread of COVID-19 into an overbearing infringement of constitutional and statutory protections, the Department of Justice may have an obligation to address that overreach in federal court. Executive orders are not laws, not even in an emergency. And so people will go to the doctor and they'll say, I'm not going to wear a mask. And it isn't until they say, okay, I won't go, right? I won't go. Mm-hmm. That they're, oh, well, I mean, we're just asking people to do it. They've turned a suggestion into a, you have to, and it's not, it's a suggestion.
It's happening everywhere. Mm-hmm. to lots of people, but, But the most people who are willing to stand up and say no find out that they back down.
Yeah.
I had that happen to me this morning. I had my doctor's office called me to remind me of my appointment tomorrow. They also reminded me that a mask should be worn.
And I
said, well, then maybe I should cancel my appointment. And they said, well, it's not mandatory.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you push back, they'll usually relent because they know that they can't make you.
No.
And they are so unhealthy. And so, number one, the ADA, the American Disability Act, so permits a retailer to deny goods or services to an individual with a disability if their presence would result in a direct threat to the health and safety of others.
Direct threat.
Yes, but only when the threat cannot be eliminated by modifying existing policies, practices, or procedures. So basically it's this. If you came in coughing and sickly and sweating profusely, they could say, because of COVID, we are denying you entry, but they cannot make you actually wear a mask. They cannot do it. And so if you say you can use that American Disabilities Act and you can say it poses significant risk to me to wear it, which it does, by the way, because like the caller said, the counties and the cities that are wearing the masks are having the most problems because they're wearing the mask. So there's actually, so part of that direct threat, that is really to be debated what a direct threat is. They can refuse you if it looked like you were severely ill, but not because they just want you to wear one. For a healthy person, this is just asinine for a healthy person to wear one.
If you don't believe that the masks are unhealthy and cause breathing problems, don't ignore everything you hear and see and read, and then just go out and count the number of people that you see wearing a mask that have it pulled down below their nostrils. And that alone answers that question.
Yeah. Okay. So there was a great article in Lou Rockwell by Sal Ferriello that I should have had him on the show. But he said the lamestream media keeps pumping out all these articles which assert that wearing masks cannot increase CO2. Concentration in the blood to dangerous levels. He calls it the poor man's whiskey. You want to know why? Because he says it's well established that the CO2 above normal can affect human performance, including reflexes, vision, and balance. CO2 does not have to rise to the level of dangerous, life-threatening toxicity to increase the risk of accidents. You have people driving around with masks on that can increase the level of accidents going on because they are deprived of oxygen. And so it said, while wearing a mask may not elevate the blood CO2 level to potential death levels of toxicity, forcing people to wear a mask can be roughly the equivalent of forcing them to belt down a couple of shots of booze before getting into their car because it can have the same effect.
You know, wow. Everybody knows by now that I served on a submarine in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
CO2 is so dangerous. I ran a machine on the submarine that cleansed the atmosphere of carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
And if for some reason that machine wasn't doing its job and the carbon dioxide level raised just enough, it was enough to force the submarine to the surface.
Whoa.
And there's not too many things that can do that.
Yeah.
Like fire's another one.
But right. So it says on the poor man's whiskey, it says the typical metabolic burn-off rate for alcohol is about 0.015 per hour. There are not enough human factor studies to clearly establish the burn-off rate for clearing CO2 from your blood with fresh air after a face mask elevates the concentration. So even if normal CO2 level could be reached after only 10 minutes of breathing fresh air, even if a normal CO2 level can be confirmed by arterial blood gas test, a satisfactory blood gas test does not confirm the non-existence of residual human performance degradation for a certain period of time after normal CO2 is reached. So it's saying that excess carbon dioxide dilates the arteries of the brain, and this may partially explain the headaches often associated with carbon dioxide intoxication. There's a lot of people that are working as cashiers. Smith's, you may want to stop making your employees wear masks. Smith's horrible. Harmon's is horrible. All these Walmart's horrible for this. Making their people wear these. Same with Costco. All these businesses that are making their people wear them are posing a risk with headaches and everything else that goes along with this, because they're wearing them all day, every day.
You just don't understand, Kate. If it mm-hmm. only saves one life, you can kill 40 million people.
Jeez, so true. So, you know, can you be legally forced to wear one? And we can go over that when we come back, but there's a couple of things. Now OSHA says that they can make you wear it. They don't have to give you one, but the employers, possibly can make you wear one, and furnish it. They don't have to furnish it, but they can make you, according to the American National Standards Institute, that in some cases, the Food and Drug Administration. Now, you realize that all these places were all conjured up. They don't even have a right to exist. None of these places do. Anyway, so that's who they always cite. But when they cite government, they're citing the government they invented. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, anyway. So we can get into the nitty gritty, but it might extend into the break, so I can come back and talk about this. But what's really funny is there's a lot of different websites that are citing CNN for their legal analysis. You may not. I don't know anyone dumb enough to go with CNN as their legal analyst, but that's what they're doing right now. They're actually going back and saying, well, CNN explored the issue. It's really funny. If you go into a lot of these articles, that's what they'll say. Because you know why? Because nobody knows. So you can certainly challenge it. I would print the letter out. That tab is going up on my website today. By the way, I just got notified. So there's a tab where you can print out these documents. It's going up on my website. It's already on Facebook, the Facebook Kate Daly Show page, but you can go to the website and get it after today. And it'll be a little zip drive and you can print it out. And I would have a doctor sign it. No matter where you go, you can show proof of this. Even the airlines are saying, okay, if you show proof from a doctor, we'll let you on. If you can show proof from a doctor, this letter, and that letter written by Dr. Batar is perfect, mm-hmm. if you want to just get your mm-hmm. physician to sign it. I would have that on your person all the time. I really would. And you can cite the American Disabilities Act. They cannot make you wear one walking into a store. You can challenge it. And a lot of them will relent because they know that they don't really have a cause to make you wear it. You're a healthy person and you don't have what appears to be COVID. Mm-hmm. So they cannot make you. So just know that. They could only deny you if you looked like you were very, very, very ill. And they might have, they might have a basis for that. But that's not actually a shoo-in either. Because you could just say you have a sweating problem. So, I mean, honestly, that's where it would go. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, beautiful. In liberating strife, who more than self, their country love. Saying about tonight is this America, sweet America, may God thy gold refine, till our success. And every game divine. And you know, when I was a little boy,
welcome
I
back. Kate Daly Show will take your calls 888-673-1450. Little Ray Charles, America the Beautiful. I love that song. I love the lyrics of that song, America the Beautiful.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I love it.
Me too.
Do you? So, welcome back. I get asked the question about the masks a lot, and trying to answer that for you. So the businesses do have a right. A business can require a mask, can refuse entry or service to an individual not wearing a mask. But there are things, though, in which they cannot make somebody, okay? So, like, the patron has a right to smoke, but a business can restrict the right inside the walls for its safety, mm-hmm. comfort, peace of mind. Okay, so a business can dictate these things, but there are exceptions to the rule. A customer who is physically unable to wear a mask would be difficult to turn away because of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, which prohibits discrimination to people with disabilities. So, again, since the masks are a safety measure designed to keep others safe, they say, so ridiculous. He says that the mask requirements are still probably not an unreasonable accommodation request, but you could press the issue. You could press the issue, and you could also have a letter from your doctor saying you cannot wear one.
Yep.
Yep. You'll just get accused by other shoppers as being selfish and wanting to kill people. But other than that, you'll get the looks, but I would honestly just look at them right back like, you know what? It isn't a virtue signal of being amazing. It's a gullibility sign. So you're so gullible, you'd wear the mask 24/7. So.
I've noticed that's gotten a lot less for me.
Mm-hmm.
Fewer people are looking or making, you know, any kind of remark mm-hmm. or anything.
Yeah. So they can refuse service. And when they call law enforcement, it's funny that the law enforcement doesn't want to do much with that.
They won't.
They don't want a lawsuit. Yeah. And so removal from the premises would be very difficult to do. So they could say that they're going to do that, but they don't. They don't. When the police show up, I was just watching a video of a guy that refused to wear when they called the police. He said, okay, this was in Utah. Call the unified police. Have them come. They did. And the police, basically, it was, you know, the whole subject was mm-hmm. no. Because you can't, they're not going to, they don't care. They don't care. It's not like a big thing to them. So anyway, and by the way, we don't have a plague going on. I just wanted to make sure that we all understood that we don't have a plague. There's no plague. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey.
What I noticed is that... Whoops. I'm having a hard time hearing you. It's cutting out.
Oh.
I'm not quite sure why.
Okay.
Call back, and I'll take the call. I'm sorry, it's just cutting out, so not much I can do. Anyway, just so we all know that you can challenge it. You know, there are recourses you have. You can have letters on you. Most businesses will say when they talk about COVID that you can actually challenge, you know, that if you have the documentation from your doctor, they're not going to do anything
right.
about that. So there is that. I just wanted to make sure we were all aware of that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
Hey, Uncle Milty. How
Hi.
Are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to kind of give you some backup on what it is that you're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
There is a mayor down in Texas who has come out very adamantly that there is absolutely no way that local police mm-hmm. in, you know, states unlike New York can actually enforce mask wearing.
Yeah.
And so that's really the crux of everything is mm-hmm. and what your mayor or your city council person or your governor will not tell you is because they have all these people clamoring and fighting and wanting you to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And technically it's your right? You have the freedom to
right.
choose. It's in our constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And what they should be doing is being transparent and saying, you know what, we as a town or we as a county or whatever, we are going with following the Constitution, and that means that whether or not you call the police, they technically can't enforce anything because it is not a law.
Yep.
So
that's right.
Because it is not a law and because you have your constitutional right to choice, we are recommending that you wear a mask, but it's up to you.
Yeah.
And if they would start to say that on a more, you know, broad public service announcement
mm-hmm.
to say, look, you know, just chill out. This is what's going on. But they don't because they don't say anything because they want to be on both sides of the fence and they
yes.
can't do that.
Yes.
Right. And so then you basically are throwing your cops under the bus because people will come and they will call the police. And when the police come and they're like, well, I can't do anything. then they call the cops and the police and they say, you know, they're not enforcing the law or they're not doing their job. That's not fair either.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. In fact, moral conscience is part of the religious exemption.
Mm-hmm.
So your moral conscience can dictate you not wearing a mask. And that is covered under the religious purposes. So it's like religion and or moral conscience. Okay. And so they cannot make you wear one just on that preface alone. So just so we're all aware. Oh boy, it just gets thick, doesn't it?
Nine mayors in mm-hmm. Texas wrote the governor of Texas mm-hmm. asking for a way to legally force the wearing of face masks mm-hmm. because too many people are refusing.
Right.
There is no way to force them, they were informed.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi.
I'd like to add some information to mm-hmm. this. First of all, executive orders, as you already have indicated, are unlawful.
Mm-hmm.
They are to be ignored according to our founding fathers. Mm-hmm. But so is the law.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a statute law that's not pursuant to either the state constitution or the federal, actually has to be consistent with the federal constitution, the national constitution first. And so everybody that wants to look into this, you need to ask the official to cite the state constitution provision that gives you this authority to makes this law constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can, even after that, if they find something in the state constitution, you can it's nullified if it's in violation of the federal constitution.
Mm-hmm.
We should not accept something just because they claim it's a law. And, of course, at this point, there aren't even laws, statute laws. Also, I believe we should use your letter, Dr. Batar's letter,
mm-hmm.
as our support. I recommend do not use the ADA,
mm-hmm.
do not use OSHA,
mm-hmm.
but OSHA does. There was an OSHA certified expert on the radio the other day. I was listening to him, and he cited provision after provision where it is illegal to use the law, the mask, because
mm-hmm.
they've done studies. The mask does reduce the level of oxygen to a level below what's acceptable by OSHA. And in the regulation, if an employer is in an environment, their employees are in an environment with the oxygen below a certain level, it was 9.2, I think you said,
mm-hmm.
they have to provide breathing devices, and they cannot do anything to allow a person to breathe at a normal level of oxygen. That is in OSHA. But the problem, back to the point before, ADA and OSHA are both unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really fighting with a sword that should not be fought with. What we should do is be citing these doctors. Now, some people say the means justify the ends. I don't think so. And you say, well, we need to use ADA, even though it's null and void according to our Constitution. It's a non-law just to for our health purposes. I don't believe we should be using that kind of a weapon that doesn't
mm-hmm.
really exist.
Yeah.
But I recommend your letter, Dr. Batar's letter.
Yeah,
but,
thank you.
OSHA says it's also in violation of law, but OSHA is in violation of the Constitution.
Well, yes, thank you for that. And by the way, I just wanted to add to that on the OSHA thing too, and the CDC. The CDC actually came out in March, the end of March, during this whole thing when we were all locked down, and said it was either social distancing or a mask. It wasn't
yep.
both. Okay? It wasn't both. It was never supposed to be both under their terms, under the CDC terms. States went the extra mile, businesses went the extra mile and said social distancing plus mask, but it was only supposed to be or one or the two. So OSHA says this. OSHA says that employers may choose to use cloth face coverings as a means of source control, such as because of transmission risk that cannot be controlled through engineering or administrative controls, including social distancing. So honestly, OSHA, it was where social distancing couldn't be enforced,
mm-hmm.
was where they could say you could wear a mask as well. And I wanted to add that into the conversation because it never gets talked about.
You know, the other thing is that people put their own restrictions on
mm-hmm.
themselves, like those that wear a mask when they're driving in their car alone.
Or outside in the fresh air. You're in the fresh air. No one's getting you sick. Nobody can get you. You have an immune system, too. But
you mean COVID's not just floating around everywhere?
When people wear them outside, I'm like, what are you doing? You're in the fresh air. So all these rules that we've invented, the plexiglass, plus the social distancing, plus the mask. Three layers. Are you kidding me? You have to be making out with somebody in order to get a virus like this.
Give me an hour.
Give me a break, you guys. So yes, it was supposed to be social distancing or a mask, and that was under the silly, misleading, lying CDC. Anyway.
You know what we haven't heard
What's
from?
What's up?
And I wish we would, because he could satisfy everybody's perception here.
Who?
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Oh my gosh, where's Bill Nye the Entertainer when you need him?
He hasn't come out on this yet.
Oh, we need the entertainer. Bill Nye, who thinks he's a science guy. Anyway, yeah, for sure. So you can certainly challenge it, because the employees don't even know what the rules are. You can certainly challenge this. And like I said, even under the ADA, the American Disabilities, I mean, there's no direct threat. You're a healthy person walking into a place. That's not a threat. And so they're adopting all of this really for social cues and social norms. It has nothing to do with transmission. And now the doctors out there, all you're ever hearing about is do it because you love somebody. It's not do it because you're going to give them something. Have you noticed that? The language has changed. Do it because you love people. Be socially condemned into doing it. Be socially coerced into wearing the mask because everyone's doing it and you're not. You're the odd man out.
Mm-hmm.
That is not grounds to make you do anything. You know, if they said crawl on the ground, would you do that too? Would you? And if you went to Costco and they said everyone needs to crawl on the ground because COVID lives at 3 feet, would you go in and do it? Anyway, be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
So I just finished a full Ironman event, which is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a full marathon, which is 26.2 miles. And that brings my total to 4 Ironman events and a full marathon just in the past 12 months. An important factor for me is recovery, because a couple of those events have been back to back. I can exercise as much as I want, but I need to be able to recover as well. Balance of Nature is the most natural form of fuel that I can get on a race. It's helping me to be able to push my body to the limits.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Rock purple mountain.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Oh, man, go over to Balance of Nature. At least you know you're doing something for your health. It's not wearing a mask, I'll tell you that much. There's nothing. I mean, it's dangerous to wear one. In this heat, I can't even imagine doing that, you know, to yourself in the summertime like this. Whew. Anyway, healthy person should not be wearing a mask. Take it off. You look ridiculous. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Go over to balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. Make sure that you are putting in the code KATE, my first name. You can get 30% off and free shipping. This is 31 fruits and vegetables dialed down to a capsules, and you can take these every day. They're easy to take, and it also comes with a wonderful drink. And the drink is just got so many minerals and nutrients and vitamins that your body just needs so desperately. Make sure that you're taking this every day. I'm telling you, I love this product. I would not talk about them on my show unless I loved them. So make sure that you are getting Balance of Nature right now. Make sure you have it stored up for this winter as well. Because I'll tell you something, the founder of it, he'll pop 12 of them. Where normally you take three of each, he'll pop 12 if he starts to even feel like he's getting a cold. And bam, stops it. It's kind of amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can actually do that. You can even, I mean, there's just so many things that you can do with this product for health. Balance of Nature is just awesome. Make sure you have it in your arsenal. Honestly, go to balanceofnature.com. Let me tell you something that you can do about the mask wearing thing. So a lot of businesses get federal funding under whatever umbrella, okay? Because there's so many overreaching umbrellas that I would imagine that maybe somewhere along the line they're getting some funding of some sort. They could stand to lose their federal funding if they violate an individual's right for religious or moral conscience. And mask can go against moral conscience. So it appears that the rules that were updated under the Trump administration in November 2018, they do not exclude vaccinations on that. That's covered.
Really?
Yes. So make sure that to find out if your employer is receiving any federal funds at all, and that you can actually file a complaint at hhs.com. How to file a conscience or religious freedom complaint. HHS.gov, I'm sorry. HHS.gov, and you can file a complaint. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kate.
Sure.
I don't usually vote for a school board member because I don't have kids in school. I think I'd better get involved because I don't like what's going on in our schools.
Right.
And in District 15, I have two choices, Kristen Norton and Scott Smith. Does anybody have any ideas?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Appreciate that. That's more of a local issue, but I will say this, and we're not local right now, but it's a crapshoot between the two of them. So that's a problem. It honestly is more of a crapshoot. Who do I think might listen a little bit more on this, on the issues at hand right now? I'm almost leaning toward Norton on that one, on listening, but it's a crapshoot. We don't have a clear person that's going to stand for, because I know who's backing these individuals. All I'm going to say is that you don't have a clear winner, but if you had to pick between them, I mean, gun to your head. That would be the case scenario for me. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate, Uncle Milty.
Hi there.
Just a couple of quick things.
Sure.
I've been into two stores today. I live up in Salt Lake County. Didn't wear a mask. Nobody stopped me. There were some others that weren't wearing masks. And, yeah, nobody stopped me. Nobody said anything.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
The other thing is there was an advertisement during your break about the census, and I just wanted to quickly tell people my experience. I figured, well, I'll get on. I won't be able to answer the questions because I, you know, don't think they're right, and I'll get kicked off, and I'll have to deal with somebody at the door. But what happened is when I answered the question, or if it was a question I didn't think was a census question I didn't think I needed to answer, I just clicked to the next question and didn't put an answer. And a warning sign would come and say, you haven't answered the question, or please answer the question or whatever. And if I just click next again to go to the next page, it just let me move on. So don't just be stubborn about it. Just keep moving on if it's a question you don't think you should answer.
Okay, perfect. I like that. Thank you very much on that one. Thank you.
That was good.
I like it. Good, solid advice. The masks. It's becoming an issue, isn't it? You know what's funny is really look at the broad picture of this. The broad picture of this is that if they have to convince people, shame people, coerce people, demand, then I'm going to guess that there's not an authentic problem going on that would require it. Because if there was really a problem and we were seeing the problem, you would not have to do that. If the problem was authentic, if we were in the middle of a plague, you would know that as everybody was falling ill around you, and you would not have to be shamed or coerced or told to wear a mask. Did you know that people would do that voluntarily? They would actually do it because they were so scared they would care about their health and they would know that people were dying around them. You would not have to ever coerce somebody. Sometimes we just fail to look at the big picture. It's hard to see that. I think it's really hard to see it, you know, from that standpoint. Anytime they have to use shaming, I see elected officials running for office doing this, and they're shaming people into wearing a mask. If you love people, you'll wear one. just wear it, we demand that you wear it, then what usually what that means is there's not a leg to stand on, because they have to use shaming as their recourse for doing so. Sad but true. And I know it's hard to understand that kind of thinking, that people would be kowtowing to that. We got a lot of gullible people in this nation right now that believe anything you tell them. If mainstream says it, it's true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
May I ask a question off topic?
Okay.
Did the intelligence agencies document the serial numbers of all of the Obama-Iran cash?
I'm going to doubt that they did that, hence the reason it being cash, but because they could have sent it digitally. I mean, we have the capability. Anyway.
Well, if they didn't, that's not incompetence. That's treason.
Ah, interesting.
I mean, with the new Russian, they're accusing the Russians of staying in Afghanistan to kill our guys. You think Iran wouldn't pay people to cash to kill our guys?
Right. Interesting.
And I've had plenty of COVID. Thank you for a lifetime. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. By the way, the number keeps going down on serious critical cases in the U.S. Did you know today in our whole entire United States, it's 15,841? Did you know that last week at the beginning of the week, it was 16,841? It's gone down 1,000. The serious critical cases considered serious critical in the entire United States right now with 300 and how many millions of people? 337 million? No, wait, what's the number? Million. Anyway.
In the population?
Yeah.
Only 328 million.
Yeah. 15,841 people are considered serious or critical.
Even with all the new cases?
Yes, even with everybody saying the ICUs are filling up and we need to fly people to Saudi Arabia for help now? Yeah, 15,000 people. If you don't think we have... 15,841 are not in the hospital. That's just considered what they consider serious because you have so many other things going on. And they're calling it a population of 331 million now, by the way.
Wow.
Almost 331. So 15,841 serious cases. Let's just let that digest for a moment. You're wearing a mask. Businesses are wearing masks. Because of 15,841 people in our entire nation. Okay. By the way, India comes in at 8,000 serious cases. Brazil, 8,000. All of Russia, population 145 million people, 2,300 people. Can't make it up. Just can't make it up. By the way, Mexico has a whole 378 people. I know. In sad, poor little Mexico. Sad, poor little Mexico, where you think, you know, anyone can get anything. 378.
I'm starting to really kind of think that a lot of what we're seeing is pure fiction.
It is. Do you know Italy only has 96 people in serious?
And do you remember the start of all this? Italy was like the whole nation was going to be gone.
I know. You're right. And India. Did you know India has 1.3 billion, billion people with a B? Do you know how many people they have serious with? It's even considered serious because they just tested positive for COVID. 8,944 people. Is this a worldwide pandemic, people? Is this a worldwide pandemic? When you have 1.3 billion people living in close quarters with not very good sanitation, and you can only scrape together 8,900 people that are considered serious in an entire country of India, 1.3 billion. You guys.
That's just a few, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Methinks, this is fiction. Okay. I just have to say it because it's just unbelievable.
When are we going to figure out why all this is going on?
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
We know why it's going on, Uncle Milty, without a doubt. If you break down the world figures for deaths, it's 7 out of every 100,000 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that sound like a pandemic to you?
Oh, I'm totally worried about a pandemic. Throw that mask on my
face. I know, I'm just shaking in my boots. Hey, you asked about what people have to celebrate, and what we have to celebrate is that we the people, in order to form a more perfect human union, recognize these truths as self-evident. We have a constitution. We have a Bill of Rights. We simply have to stand up, push back, and say no.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I've got a great t-shirt for you.
Okay.
Three lines. First line, no masks.
Mm-hmm.
Second line, it's a lie. Third line, just say no.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Love it.
Somebody else came up with that.
I love it. You know what? I'm just perplexed, you guys. I look around. I see all the people doing this. I'm shocked. I'm so shocked that people aren't even asking any questions about it. Anyone can go to worldmeters.com and look at how many serious critical people in the nation right now. I'll do a Facebook post on it right now. And guess what all the articles are today? All the articles have this in common. They're saying 1/3 of the ICU beds are filled up.
Yeah.
Why is every hospital saying this? Why not every hospital, but all the ones are doing articles on all around the country? They seem to have the same thing in common. That's really strange.
Well, because if you can't get into ICU when you need it, you're going to die.
Look, can we scare you with ICU not being available? I'm sorry, but even a 1/3 count, like all the hospitals seem to have in common, even my own locally, they came out with that exact stat. Isn't that amazing? 1/3. So I just want you guys to know that even with all of this and ICU beds filling up everywhere, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Guess what? 15,841 people in the entire nation are considered serious. That is not a pandemic. It's not even an epidemic. It's nothing.
So I don't have to be afraid anymore?
You don't have to run in fear. Nope. Nope, you don't. So... And if you have any ideas for t-shirts on COVID, please send them my way. Whenever I'm designing a t-shirt, it just comes across mean. And I need some help on this because I'm sounding mean because I'm just so fed up with the gullibility factor of people everywhere. I can't even believe they're so dumb in believing all of this. But tell me what slogan should I put on? Email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. kate@katedalyradio.com. And please, I want to know what I should put on a t-shirt for the show. I want your input. Any ideas, Uncle Milt?
Mm-mm.
No. It's hard because when I say something, it's caustic. I don't mean for it to be, I don't know how else to... I mean, it's like, take it off, bird brain. I mean, don't you have a brain in your body? I mean, this is the kind of stuff that... Brain in your head, this is the kind of... See, I should not be allowed to design a t-shirt. I really shouldn't. I should be banned. All right. Love you guys. Email me. I love hearing from you guys. Thank you for all the support, too. I get loads of support right now, and I really appreciate that. And anyway, thank you, Uncle Milty.
Uh-huh.
Be faithful, be fearless. We'll see you here tomorrow.